Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Good afternoon, and you're very welcome back to the Galmans Hotel. Yes, we are in Galway City for News Talk summer tour with a live audience, as you can hear a nice variety bunch in the background here today in the Galmont, all with thanks to the ESB, Ireland's largest charging network around the country. We're with you till 2 o'clock. We've plenty more to come on the programme. We want to find out, though, why the Claddagh Ring is so synonymous with County Galway. And Owen O'Neill, who's the Acting Collections Officer with Galway City Museum, and Fela Rogers from the Claddagh Jewellers are both with us here in the hotel this afternoon. You're very welcome. Thanks a million, folks, for joining us today. So what is the history of the Claddagh Ring, Owen? Look, why is it so synonymous with Galway?
Well, the Claddagh Ring is connected with the Claddagh area in Galway, which was traditionally the fishing village, which was across the River Corrib from the walled city of Galway. And the term was given to rings that were seen being worn by women in the Claddagh in a travel book that came out in the 1840s. So the oldest known Claddagh ring is in Galway City Museum, which is from around the 1700s, which was is credited with Richard Joyce, who's a silversmith who was based in Galway in the late 17th, early 18th centuries.
Is that where the actual design for the Claddagh came from?
Well, it was originally the Fada ring from the 12th century and from Roman times was two hands clasped. So that was kind of an older design, and sometimes had a heart. So the story with Richard Joyce was he was going as an indentured servant to the West Indies in 1675. They got Barbary pirates, captured his ship and took him back to Algeria as a slave. So in Algiers, he was bought by a Turk who trained him as a silversmith. And when William of Orange came into power, William III, in 1689, he decreed that all British subjects would be freed from slavery, which included Richard Joyce as an Irishman. So he came back to Galway, and he started a silversmith business here. And we think that he added the crown as a kind of nod to William III.
Right. So we've got the two hands clasped over the heart.
The heart, and then the crown on top.
That sits on top.
You can find some rings that had the crown taken off, which were called Fenian rings.
Right, okay.
Because people didn't want the crown.
The crown on top of it. Okay. You've the oldest Claddagh ring, though. That's available to see in the museum.
Yeah, we have the oldest of some circa 1700, and we have it on display in the museum, along with other pieces by Richard Joyce as well.
Okay.
He was quite a prolific silversmith.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, and like, it's funny even, like, when I think back on my first time ever getting a piece of jewellery, it was a little small Claddagh ring that I got for my first Holy Communion.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, now it still doesn't fit me, but I still do actually have it, you know, in the house at home, which is lovely to have. Fela Rogers from the Claddagh Jewellers is with us here today, and you've a whole host of beautiful Claddagh rings that you've very kindly brought into studio to show us this afternoon as well. How are they made, Fela?
We have a workshop. Well, we have a couple of workshops, actually. We have a workshop in... we're on Shop Street in the centre of Galway.
Yeah.
So we have our workshop in a little thatched cottage in one of our shops in Legend. So we've actually a short film that plays about the Claddagh Ring, about Richard Joyce and the story that Owen was telling there. And then you can look into the little window and see our jeweller working away on the rings. We make a good deal of what we stock on site in our shops and upstairs as well, but it's so busy these days. We do stock plenty of other Irish companies as well that make the Claddagh ring.
You obviously in studio you've got kind of gold and rose gold and is it white gold or platinum?
Yeah, white gold, stone set, no stones. Some people go for the Claddagh wedding band as well, which doesn't look like the traditional.
Amen. It's beautiful.
It's a nice little sort of... A lot of people worry about the crown catching, but you can still get the emblem on a band as well. So it's not the end of the world.
So you don't have to have the little crown popping up at the top.
Yeah, 100%.
I like the one with the emerald and the diamonds.
Yes.
I know we should probably...
Bling.
If these are of massive
of
value
shine.
Now and we're telling people today you're here with us in the hotel.
Oh, yeah. 25 Maingard Street. There we are.
Yeah. Oh, they're absolutely, absolutely fantastic. I imagine it's probably hot property among diaspora, is it?
Huge, yeah. Americans, Canadians, Australians, massive amount of Japanese people love the Claddagh Ring as well, which is a crazy thing altogether. We weren't expecting that. But That being said, it's kind of like a pendulum. These things come back into style. So there's loads of our customers are loads of Irish people who live in Galway and live in Mayo or Clare, and they come up for the day and they get a cladding ring because everything comes back into style again.
What is that? Is that just it's just the kind of the re-emergence of just a trend? Is it?
I think so. But even I found the past couple of years, even just Irish culture has been on the forefront of loads of aspects. The green wave or the Celtic wave, if you will. Like I was even in London last month, and we went to a vintage shop, and they were selling Clada hoops there. So it's just popular everywhere now again.
Yeah, and among men and women.
Among men and women, yeah. Some men are kind of scared of it. I don't know why. They don't like wearing a big love heart.
Can you testify? You're not one of them.
If you're a Galway man, you'll wear it nonetheless because it's the Ring of Galway.
And, you know, from the museum perspective, Owen, is it mainly tourists? Is it Galway? Is it Irish people that want to come and learn more about the history of the Clada?
I think everybody's interested in coming in and having a look at the Clada Ring. It's a symbol of Ireland, really, at the moment. But it's really a symbol of Galway, I guess, but as Ireland as a whole, you know. And it just seems to be getting more and more popular. So we get huge crowds coming in having a look.
Like I do, you know, you would, I suppose, anecdotally pick up on more and more people actually wearing a Clada ring. And as you say, even from as a wedding band as well, it's become much more popular.
Yeah, and I suppose it's kind of dual. It can be a kind of a romantic gesture, as in an engagement or marriage ring, which it traditionally was in the Clada. It would have been handed from mother to daughter, but it's also like a friendship ring as well, you know, so it's quite versatile as a piece of jewellery.
So it's love or friendship?
Yeah.
Or both?
And you can wear it different ways. There's four different ways to wear it.
Really? Surely. Yeah.
Well, if you have it on your right hand and the heart is facing out, it means you're single. If it's facing in...
Sorry, this is on the right hand.
On the right hand.
Like your baby finger.
Yeah.
Means you're single.
Yeah.
Right.
And if the heart is facing in, you're taken.
So that would be
the other way around. Yeah. So as I would look at it, you're wearing it upside down, means you're single.
Yeah.
If someone was to come and kiss your hand, they could see that their heart was facing them.
Well, that's the reason for it.
Maybe. But it's a nice interpretation, I think.
And then the same on the left hand means you're engaged or married, whatever way it's...
So if it's facing out on your wedding finger, it means you're engaged. But if you're wearing it facing in, you're married.
Yeah.
God, I never knew that. Yeah. Right, and that's a theory for the Clada, is it?
That's what they say anyway, so we'll go with it.
We'll go with that. Obviously, over the years, there's been different trends and it's kind of diversified. And as I said, you've the inclusion of the emerald and diamonds and different things that go with it. And the wedding band is a mix of gold with sort of silver peppered through it too. Do people are they customised? Can they be customised, or is that against tradition?
Traditionally they didn't have stones in them at all, and they wouldn't have been in the wedding band at all. So these days it's whatever you're most comfortable with, really. We wouldn't necessarily do custom designs. It would just take an awful lot of time to be making. You know, it'd be a process of 2 or 3 days for a single customer, in a sense. But we stock such a wide range that you wouldn't even need to be customising. You could just come with us saying, I want a purple stone, I want stones on the side. And we more than likely have it. There's such a massive variation of designs these days.
How long does it take to make?
It depends on the style. Like we have manufacturers that take 2 to 3 weeks for them to come into us. But also for jewellery to be sold in Ireland, it has to be sent up to Dublin and stamped as well. So there's a whole process involved with that also, getting the gold in or the silver in, making either a stamping and then moulding it to the size, or having it made from scratch with a mount if it's a stone set ring. So there's such a variation. When I first started working there, I didn't even know there were so many different types of cladding, never mind rings in general.
And I suppose then there's probably the registering of it too, is there, to make sure that it's...
Yeah, everything has to be stamped with a maker's mark from the jeweller who made it, and then the hallmark as well, which is the figure of the lady on the sitting down, which is the Irish Assay Office mark.
Lovely. Also, just to mention too, Owen, in the Galway City Museum, it's not just cladding rings people can go to see.
No, we have a lot of archaeological stuff there on the first floor, and we have medieval galleries on the second floor, and we have science and marine on the top floor as well. And we have a new Richard Joyce exhibition opening this Friday. with some more of his silver works along with the ring.
Yeah, open to the public.
Open to the public.
Yeah, is this a, do you need to book in advance or is it?
No, you just come in through the door and it's free entry.
Yeah, well, good stuff. It's always nice to mention some of the kind of the free activities that are that are available, you know, to listeners and families across the country, maybe popping to Galway over the next couple of weeks. Listen, we want to thank you both very much for coming in today to join us here in studio in the Galmont Hotel. Please give a show of support for Owen O'Neill and also Fela Rogers. Thanks a million. Really appreciate it. I suppose I'd better give you back these five cladders as well, Fela.
Thank you.
There'll be questions asked. Yeah. No, we really appreciate you coming in today with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.